Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today here on this lovely Friday?
It's a lovely Friday. A lovely.
Not nice down here,
Friday.
It's not.
Just get ready to rain.
Oh, it's torrential down here right now, dude.
Really?
Oh, wait.
If it's going to be like this tomorrow afternoon, I don't know about getting wet and watching South Florida Bulls.
I don't know. It feels like it's this every day right now.
It's just ridiculous.
Every day there's just a torrential storm going on. And let's see. Yeah, 70% rain tomorrow, Vlad, for Miami Gardens.
I mean, it's 70% all the time.
Fair point. Let's get to the mixed bag here. And we can coincide that with a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. It's experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Tua. He got into, some people thought that Tua was a little bit in his feelings this past week because when he was told he has turnovers in bunches, he says,
"That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy thing to say."
Well, he was asked about getting in his feelings, and this is how that went.
There was an exchange that got a lot of traction on social media regarding the turnovers and bunches thing. Mm-hmm. Now that you've had time to think about it, do you stand by what you said, or is there anything you would like to modify?
Well, saying what? I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, your quote, I believe, was something to the effect of how you didn't get that you would be asked why you turned the ball over in bunches.
That I said it was crazy that I turned the ball over in bunches?
You were questioning why you were being asked that question.
I don't think I questioned it. I thought I said it was crazy. Okay. Yeah. So I think that's two different things with questioning it. But it's not like I look to go out there and throw interceptions, you know? It's not like we look to go and turn the ball over or, you know, fail on a certain play. So, yeah.
So I guess my question really is, though, your reaction that is crazy, is you stand by that, then I take it?
Well, yeah, I just answered that. I just said I'm not looking to go out there and throw interceptions. You know, we're looking to go out there and complete passes, get the right plays. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else you want me to answer that.
Easy. Do you think it was crazy of what Omar Kelly asked you? Yes or no? He was trying, like, Hal didn't ask him anything crazy. Hal asked him, hey, you made a comment about a question that was asked to you. Now that you have time to think about it, do you feel that it's crazy? Yes or no? That's it.
I mean, he kind of still said yes.
Then just say it. Like, why? What's?
But he did. He said he said it was crazy.
I kind of thought that the question was asked weird, though. Like, I didn't think it was asked very concisely. Because it's like one of those things. Like, it's not like Tua said anything offensive to Omar. You know, he took offense to what Omar said, which was a little strange. But it's not like he told Omar to go bleep himself.
But the fact of the matter is he was looking at Omar like, how dare you ask me this question? Like, that's crazy for you to ask me that question when it's not a crazy question to ask.
So then I would say, like, do you think it's a crazy thing to take offense of? But he didn't really, like, he's kind of like, do you stand by that? And it's like, what do I stand by? You know what I mean?
Right. He said the actual, what Tua was trying to, I guess what I got from that was, Tua wasn't really saying the comment was crazy, but the stat was crazy. And so that's the way he tried to explain it. Now, whether that's what he meant before, that's what I got from his current comments, that he was saying that the stat was crazy, right? Like, wow, that's crazy, right? Because, like, again, you think Tua was aware of that before Omar brought it up?
No, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. But I also
him responding to it, saying that was crazy. People took the question as being crazy. Then when the next guy asked the question to follow up today or yesterday, I think he kind of tried to say no. He was saying the stat was crazy.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was definitely all weird. That was a strange exchange. Let's hear from Leroy's.
I would say it's very frustrating for, like, if somebody comes at you and they would say, hey, you fumbled twice in the last three games. I'm like, okay. Like, you know, I don't like to just, like, what do you want me to say? I'm not trying to fumble, but to, like, thank you for bringing up the worst possible, for, you know, things that I'm doing on a football field. Like, I don't know how. Let me ask you this, Vlad. How would any of us respond to any question along those lines during the course of anything, regardless of who you are or what you do? What we do as fans, here's what we do as fans, right? We try to exclude ourselves from that. And I'd say, don't exclude yourself. Just understand why a player would be kind of standoffish or kind of,
from my perspective on it, it's like, okay, it's not like Tua said anything mean. It's like, okay, he was bothered by the question. Fine. But then you gotta roll it forward. It can't just be, hey, Tua, you kind of took offense to that question. Do you stand by it? It's like, what do I stand by? What you got to do in that case is be like, but man, hey, you've turned the ball over X, Y, Z. What's the issue there? Then you kind of can move it forward. I feel like it didn't move anything forward with this exchange. It kind of just kept it in the same place. Like, you were asking Tua, hey, Tua, you were kind of snarky to Omar. Do you want to say sorry? Like, that's where it was going to me. And I was like, what does he have to say? It's not like he told Omar he's a jerk.
Right.
So, I don't know. Leroy's favorite, Alec Ingold. Intangibles!
Next thing you wait. This week, we're going to have him run a go route.
Jesus.
This is what he had to say on the Dolphins being labeled as soft.
I think it's an opinion. Everyone's, they're certain with their own opinions, and they can have them. I don't think it should impact or affect how we approach our day-to-day. Like, we're, again, too busy to be worried about external opinions or anything other than our practice. Like, we have enough things that we need to solve together. We'll keep our focus on the field.
Always good. Always good, by the way, when both televisions have Dolphins coverage of players-only meeting that's going on simultaneous.
What's amazing? Saying we're not soft.
Yep.
While your most physical guy is running a 20-yard pass pattern.
Very strange. Very strange.
It just seems odd, right? If that's your changeup, then, yeah, we need to.
Might need a new pitch.
I'm telling you, Tobin, I may lose my mind this weekend.
I can't wait.
If there's some things I don't see.
You're recording, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not going to be able to see it.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, I'm boots on the ground.
Man, hey, you got to. Hey, I need if they lose, Vlad, Hawkeyes on Stephen Ross.
Oh, no, I'm leaving fourth quarter to get down to my special area so mm-hmm. I can see if the glasses are, if he's looking down on the ground. When they lose,
oof.
He's like this.
Oh, man. Kind of makes me sad.
When they're winning,
yeah.
He's like.
He can waddle.
He's waddling. He's walking. Like, everything's good. I'm going to see because they can't lose to New England this Sunday.
Well, here's Mike Vrabel. He's had Tua's number back when he was the Tennessee Titans coach. Here's Vrabel on the weather they're going to be facing in Miami.
going to be warm. It's going to be wet. It'll be humid. I'm sure it'll rain. Probably lightning. Who knows? But it'll rain, and then it'll stop. I mean, I think as a rookie, I think we might have played down there as a young player back when the dirt was still there, and it would rain, and then it would fill up, and it wouldn't drain very well, and then it would just be grass and then water, and then after it stopped, it would eventually drain out. But I think that's it's about what the forecast is every single time you go down there.
Do you think that the Canes playing the night before on an also terrible weather predicted, or is that grass too good?
That grass is really good, and that when you watch the Canes play and then the Dolphins play, it may be wet, but the grass doesn't tear up.
Let's see. The Canes game is going to end like by 8.
Yep.
So
they're going to put some of that neutral grow on it.
Yeah, they're going to have to, because that's going to be no, like, yeah, you got less, you got 15 hours. You got less than 15 hours to get
they're
ready.
Not, though. They're not going to have to. Like, that grass has withstood. Because remember, they did it with, I think the last time they did it was with the Orange Bowl and then the Dolphins played, or, yeah, they had a game, the Orange Bowl, or was it the Orange Bowl and then the National Championship? No, it was the Orange Bowl and then the Dolphins played. And it was fine. I just think that's good grass. That's his own grass.
He bought a grass farm.
Yep.
He bought a grass farm.
So, yeah, I think they'd be fine.
You know what? This have the likelihood of being. There's going to be a weather delay during this Dolphin-Patriots game.
For lightning?
For lightning.
Might not be, might probably going to be one with the Canes, too.
I'm just saying, yeah, because it happened in Jacksonville this past Sunday. So I think one of So one of these games is going to have a weather delay.
Crazy, man.
And can I just tell you, of all the things to play football, the weather delay is the worst. Because you got your mind in a certain place, and then you got to start all over again. You got to stretch. You got to go out there and run around. You done already done burned a whole bunch of energy. And let's keep in mind, Leroy has not had a snack since 7 in the morning. I said, hey, we had a rain delay one time.
Well, this comes back to snacks.
I said,
it's about food.
The coach said, how's everybody feel? I said, orange slices ain't going to do it. Somebody need to go get me something. Dude, I ain't gonna lie.
That is the mixed bag.
My whole routine is off.
That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.